This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a briefing, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has no plans to lift the restrictions on Ukraine's use of certain weapons in Russia.
There is no change to our view on the provision of long-range strike capabilities for Ukraine to use inside Russia. And I wouldn't expect any sort of major announcement in that regard coming out of the discussions, certainly not from our side.
Meanwhile, Ukraine and Russia both say that they're winning the battle for Kursk. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday Ukraine's incursion into Russia's border region of Kursk had produced the desired result of slowing Moscow's advance on another front in the east of his country. Zelensky told a conference in Kyiv that Russia's counterattack in the Kursk region had also had no major successes, contradicting President Vladimir Putin's accounts of Russian advances on both fronts. Ukraine launched a surprise incursion on August 6th, pushing into the Russian territory and claiming control over dozens of settlements. Russia's defense ministry said on Friday its troops had taken back 10 villages out of the 100 that Kyiv had claimed. Reuters has not been able to verify battlefield reports from either side independently. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden has brushed off a threat from Russian leader Vladimir Putin about war against the West if Ukraine's allies allow it to use weapons deeper inside Russia. It's a shift that Kyiv has pleaded for, but no decision was immediately announced following the meeting Friday between Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Ukraine wants to use some Western-provided weapons to strike deeper into Russia, and there are signs the White House might shift its policies. Two U.S. officials familiar with the discussion said that they believe Starmer was seeking Biden's approval